Prologue. They have breached the hull. They are here. Final transmission of the strike cruiser, Emperor's Will. Praxor Minorian had been amongst the first to die. When the attack came, it had come fast, far faster than anyone on board the Emperor's Will had been prepared for. The strike cruiser was assailed the moment his light had died. The Geller field flickered, a momentary, infinitesimal lapse. In the wake of the half-second of its failure, never-born creatures infiltrated the ship. They were not alone. Renegade warbands, prisoners of the warp, fell upon the stricken ship like carrion crows. Their vessels were not large, nor were they powerful, but they were numerous. A fetid swarm of every foul creed, spawned by chaos. Sicarius had rallied the defence at once. Strong points were established, outer decks sealed off, and their silent borders reinforced. Overwatch zones threaded the ship, poised to unleash devastating enfilades the moment the enemy dared to breach their cordon. And they dared. First came the horned, red-skinned foot soldiers. They ran on bent-back legs, hoofbeats rattling the deck plates, their long swords trailing sparks and hellfire. A defence line met them, Praxor Minorian at their head. He had two squads of ultramarines, his own and that of Sergeant Tyrion. A brutal fusillade started up the moment the Neverborn Horde was sighted. They materialised, rather than making a breach, emerging from smoke and shadow, presaged by the tang of hot metal on the tongue and the coppery scent of blood. Minorian uttered no order. He didn't need to. His men knew what was at stake. Instead, he levelled his sword and gave an incoherent shout of defiance. This was the old enemy, the one that few had fought, but that deep down all knew existed. Demon. Muzzle flare lit up the dingy corridor, a light so bright it blazed like a white sun. The red-skinned demons drove into it. They wove through the bullet storm, deflecting missiles with the flats of their blades and scurrying up the walls and across the ceiling with perverse, arachnoid grace. It confounded the shooters for a few seconds, and this was enough to gain the barricade that had been erected to impede them. The first demon over the auto-barrier leapt for Minorian. The sergeant was ready. He had been fashioned to be ready. A perfect exemplar of genetic science, every cell of his body manipulated to make him a better warrior. Yet, in spite of that, the thing he fought was not of reality. It came from the realm of the supernatural. And it fought with supernatural speed and prowess. Minorian countered its first blow, acutely aware of the others barreling over the wall, his battle brothers engaging them. The second blow scored his shoulder guard, a deep cut that left a greasy pall behind it, that stank of offal and decay. A thrust of Minorian's sword found its mark in the creature's midriff, but, far from debilitate, the wound only seemed to embolden it. It laughed, or at least gave an approximation of doing so, a long forked tongue unfurling from its mouth and shivering with every mirthful paroxysm. With a grunt of effort, Minorian pushed the creature back. He rammed it into another of its kind, impaling them both as the potent disruptor field in his blade went to work, burning their unnatural flesh. The first creature bared its fangs, still defiant. Minorian filled its mouth with the barrel of his ivory-chased bolt pistol and blew off its head. The detonation tore a chunk from the shoulder of the second creature, which was still squirming, pressed against the corridor wall, and both abominations dissipated in a slurry of viscous, foul-smelling material. Minorian staggered, a wound he hadn't realised he'd suffered oozing down his thigh. He clutched at it with the hand holding his sidearm and took a backward step. The corridor was thronged with the enemy. Seconds had lapsed, but the onslaught was total. A hatch had blown off, ringed with the telltale glow of melter burn, and renegade soldiers were pouring in. A heap of bodies lay around the breach, a slowly accumulating barricade of wasted human flesh. They wore militarum uniforms, but ragged, patchwork, and besmirched with the sigils of traitors and defectors. How many worlds had turned during this long fight, he wondered. How many more would fall with the advent of the Great Rift? His light had failed. That's what they were saying. The Astronomicon had ceased to exist, and it had cast the galaxy into abject darkness. The Emperor was dead. That's what the warriors chanted, rejoicing as they were slain. A salvo from Tyrion's squad boomed loudly behind Minorian. The explosion tore the heart from the advancing renegades, the frag missile unerring and catastrophic in the densely packed corridor. Heavy bolters ratcheted up, the slow churn of thrice-blessed loading mechanisms rising to a tinnitus whine as the belt feeds reached optimum speed. Bodies evaporated beyond the barricade, ripped apart in a cascade of violent detonations. Minorian saw limbs ripped from torsos, and torsos blown to pieces. Nothing survived, not even the demons, whose vanguard had been largely obliterated, or simply faded as the exertions of reality proved too much for their otherworldly bodies. It didn't really matter. They had accomplished what they'd set out to. The barricade was in tatters, its defenders reduced to two-thirds of their original strength. Whatever bulwark remained, it would not last long, for through the cloak of smoky weapons discharge and blood mist came a third wave.
"Heretic Astartes!" roared Minorian,
a renewed call to arms as much as it was a warning. Dregs of the human cult soldiery had survived and carried on fighting with the reckless abandon of zealots. The warriors in baroque-powered plates who succeeded them simply mowed through the chaff. Their heads were enclosed in red-lens battle helms, and they clutched bolt weapons of archaic provenance. They advanced down the corridor in metronomic fashion, weapons lit. No thought was given to who or what was in their path, only that it stood in their way. Minorian fired back, a slow awareness creeping over him that the defensive salvo had lessened dramatically in its intensity. A throat shot killed Sergeant Tyrion. He had been issuing orders to what remained of his devastator cadre, stooping to retrieve the fallen heavy bolter of Brother Arcadius. His voice across the tactical feed, which had become a tangled profusion of alerts and desperate imperatives, silenced with a wet gurgle and the snap of bone. He fell back and was lost to Minorian's sight.
"Hold the line!" Minorian bellowed. "We are the shield bearers! We are the vanguard! We are—"
He felt the bolt shell breach his abdomen, tearing wider the wound he had taken from the red-skinned demon. It entered him and detonated. The impact threw him off his feet, turning him sharply through 90 degrees. A sense of dislocation and outer-body paralysis stole upon him, and he was momentarily confused as he saw his own brethren and not the enemy in front of him. His world sank then, and pain crashed over him like a tide of hot knives. It threatened to drown him as he struck the deck, confounded by the fact he was now looking at his dismembered left leg. Critical damage alerts scrawled rapidly across the vision of his retinal lens. Too fast to see, the finality obvious in the sudden cold sweeping through him. He tried to reach for his sword. The bloody hilt was just too far for his spasming fingers to grasp. He'd lost his bolt pistol, too. The vox crackled in his ear, the comm feed resolving into the desperate sounds of another battle. A voice he recognized was repeating his name.
Scipio!
Rasped Minorian, gasping between spits of blood.
Brother!
Scipio sounded afraid, but that wasn't possible. Fear had been bled out of them, another facet of their miraculous genetic rebirth.
Brother, we are coming!
They're everywhere, Scipio!
We are coming, Praxor!
He sounded urgent now, and Minorian realized that the fear he heard was for him. It was grief, and a note of vengeance waiting in the wings behind it.
"They're dead, Scipio,"
was all Minorian could think of to say.
"Hold on, Praxor. We are almost to you. Sicarius has driven them back. The Master of the Watch has rallied the field."
"Tyrion is dead,"
he said, continuing as if he hadn't been interrupted.
"They were Gilliman's hammer. They fought at Arcona City."
"Braxor,
The barricade collapsed, and the handful of Ultramarines defending it were taken down with deadly efficiency. Minorian looked up through a bloodshot eye as heavy footsteps resonated close to where he had fallen. The horned effigy of the Adeptus Astartes' darker reflection gazed down at him. It didn't speak. It showed no emotion of any kind. It merely drew its sword, a serrated thing that carried an age-old stamp of manufacture. Minorian didn't recognize it, but he could guess it was from the old legions.
We are all still fighting the long war,
he breathed, though he could not say whether he meant those words for Scipio or his enemy, as he watched the blade fall.